Very short traces here, which takes the whole sugya to a different level. The Gemara brought down a suffix of Vesusa. Is the Hekdish Chalanat. And the Gemara brought a raya for talk for crying. To make it clear, the Gemara brought a raya for suffix before. Not a raya for talk for crying. Talk for crying is a rat in the sugya of talk for suffix before. It's very interesting. I'll say a word of Pshat at the end. The Tosis tells the whole Tosis. This Tosis makes it very, very deep. Listen carefully now. Tosis tells the whole Tosis on the Maskana the Gemara of Achati Chitak for Krayin. You notice that. Tosis tells on the Maskana the Gemara. Tosis doesn't say, hey, what's the topic of Nesusa? The reason is that until Tosis got to the Raya from Bechor, maybe you learn the second. Maybe the Tosis would have learned the second suffix, like the first suffix. I want to point out a double niflaim shot. Why did Tosis shtel the divya maskil on the maskana of the Gemara that the Gemara would arrive from Bechor? The answer is that until I get to the Raya from Bechor, I can theoretically learn suffix number two of Mesusa exactly like suffix number one. It's a suffix, it's a shtika, a shtika. When a guy makes it hektish, correct? When a guy makes it hektish, it's a shtika, a shtika. Is it a shtika or not? When a guy makes it hektish, I could have learned the same suffix, theoretically. Just when we arrived by the Raya from suffix Bechor, we already spoke out. But there, there's no shtika, so there, it can't be as the Raya, but it's very geschmack. If the Tosis speaks about the Raya, Tosis says, Vahashta Aisi Vahacha. Tosis is the Hashta. And now that I stole the fact what the Suffolk was used, now I understand what the Raya from Bechor is. Tosis over there is being Megala, what was bothering him the whole time. What was bothering him the whole time is, what's the Suffolk from Bechor? What's the Raya from Bechor? Bechor is not a shallow shtika, Bechor, the Hekdish, happened by itself. So Tosis, Kielu, and theoretically, was prepared to learn that suffix number two is like suffix number one, but that's just suffix. But then the Raya from Bechor doesn't make sense, because by Bechor there was no shtika on the Hekdish. Says Tosis is a whole shtika talking about what the suffix is, and then Tosis becomes the Hashta. Now I understand what the Raya from Bechor is. That's why the Divya Maskil is on Bechor. That's not a Hamadas Advar Mimshat. Now, that's Aleph. Beis, the fundamental suffix of Nesusa. The Gemara brought a Raya from Suffolk Bechor. What is the Raya from Suffolk Bechor, by the way? That doesn't change. It's not negotiable. What is the Raya from Suffolk Bechor? The Raya from Suffolk Bechor is that the Hekdish that comes, Machos, the Momen Koyin, the Hekdish that comes, Machos, the Momen Koyin, the din over there is that he can make it Hekdish. How can he make it Hekdish? Because he has rights in it to grab it. That's what Tosis says before, by the way. Tosis speaks out, the Hochim talk for Koyin, Emetzi, Lekach, Afilo, talk for Itzra, Asun Begiz, Avoidim, Misofik, Shum the Shami Yeshik Meir Chelba, Ulukach, Yachal the talk for you. Alma, feel the light talk for Chashak, feel the talk for Kravik, Disha Boyd, the other. Tosis speaks out. And what's the Raya from Bechor? The Raya from Bechor is that even though, because you have a right to grab it, so the right that you have to grab it gives you right to make it Hekdish now, even though you didn't grab it yet. That's in a generic way what the Raya from Bechor is. I want to point out something very important as a starting point for today. I'm going to say something very clear but very deep. Tosis speaks out that the Raya from Bechor is basically, in a general way, the way we've been learning the Raya the whole sugya of the whole week. What's the Raya from Bechor? Well, today you could be Taikavit. Even when you weren't Taikavit, the right that you have to be Taikavit gives you rights to make it Hekdish today. That's what Tosis says the Raya from Bechor was, which means that Tosis has been Megala to us what we've been saying the whole week. That's the essence of what's going on over here. When I didn't grab it yet, when I'll grab it, I'll have rights, but I didn't grab it yet. Can I make it Hekdish today? The answer is yes, you can make it Hekdish today because you have rights to grab it. That was the Raya from Bechor. I mean, Tosis is teaching us that that's what the sugi was about. What the sugi is about is can I go ahead and make a Hekdish today based on the futuristic, theoretical potential rights that I have? And the answer is yes, you can. So if you have a right to grab it, even if you didn't grab it, you can go make it Hekdish today. As I state, in Tosis, what the Raya Bechor is. Because having said that, so then the big question over here is, so what's the whole Pachka Raya in Tosis? Why isn't Tosis just bring down, in light of what I just said, why doesn't Tosis just bring down and say something very simple? Why does it just mean that? It's very simple. The suffix is what I just said. Suffix is when you have a mesusa where the din is called alagvar, and it's out of reach, but you could grab it. It's the fact that you can grab it enough to go ahead and make it hekdesh today. Today you didn't grab it yet. You have a right to grab it. Today you didn't grab it. Today it's out of reach. Today the mesusa, the merchant is sitting over there, Rosh Hashanah. You want to go make it hekdesh today. Today it's out of reach, even though it's suffix grows. The answer is, but I can grab it. Every month I can grab it. And I'll beat him, so I can make hekdesh. Today's your smoke out. That's the suffix. Is that enough or is that enough? Is that, even though you weren't taking it, is that enough or is that enough? What's all Patrick Grand Tyson over here? What's going on? Start them complicated. So we'll begin our journey now. I'm again stressing. There's no shaila about it that the fundamental suffix of the Gemara was the way we learned the whole week, was whether or not a zach which I have rights to grab, does that give me rights to make it hegdish even though I didn't grab? Tesis says that explicitly. Tesis says that was the raya from Bukhara. The raya from Bukhara is that even though you didn't grab it yet, but you have a right to grab it, therefore you should be able to make it hegdish, which means that the other side is that you didn't grab it yet. Like the Gemara says, all they talk for, you didn't grab it yet. And the Mela. Excuse me, the Gemara doesn't say that. I apologize. That's the suffix of the Gemara. We'll start now a whole journey. I want to say a massive shtickle Torah that goes like this. Zok Tosis near the Hachi Vivai Alei Mesusa. Kivin de Mekarki, its land, Vahavidin called Angvar. Kivin de Mtokfa Echad Vekdisha Kishibi Yodam Bestoma Sule Paka Filu Chaza Chavei Vatokim Venom Kikdisha Vlei Tokfa Nami Hevi Hekvish. Tosis just said three things over here. A, he says, the din of this mesusa is called Angvar. B, the din is that I can grab back and forth. The din is I can grab back and forth. The din is I can grab back and forth. Three, even though you can grab back and forth, but if one guy grabbed and he made it hekdesh, even if the other guy grabbed it back, we say Sula Paka. That's what Taisa says. Taisa says three introductions to the first sad. Sad number one is, you should know the din is called Angvar. Din number two is you can grab it. Din number three is the guy can grab back and forth. But the number four is that even though I can, the other guy can grab back and forth, but after I grab it, make it hekdesh, it stays hekdesh forever and ever and ever. That was Tosis's introduction to the tzad of why you're allowed to make it hekdesh today. So we asked yesterday, Apeladik Akash on Tosis. Halei, what's the tzad you're allowed to make it hekdesh? Watch what I'm going to say now. Say Tiferet. What's the tzad you're allowed to make it hekdesh? The Merchant is sitting in Rosh Hashanah, it's a called Angvar. What does that do to make it hekdesh? It's out of reach. Says Tosfos Mefurash, because I can grab it tomorrow. Tosfos Mefurash, when he brings the Rav from Bukhara, I want to stress this. When Tosfos brings the Rav from Bukhara, Tosfos stresses. What does Tosfos stress? Tosfos stresses that the reason is because tomorrow I can grab it. So let Tosfos say so. What do you have to explain the whole thing? I don't hear you. Rebbe, you can grab it tomorrow? Yeah. So today I can make it hekdesh. Why does he have to speak out that if I'll grab it tomorrow and I'll make it hekdesh, right? So then it's going to stay hekdesh forever. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares what will be the situation when you made it hekdesh? Will it stay hekdesh forever or not? Maisa, I want to make the merchatz, the mesusa hekdesh today. It's suffic mine. You tell me it's out of reach. The answer is it's not out of reach because I could grab it. Finish. I'm still going to finish. I can grab it and get hekdesh. What will be if I would grab it and make it hekdesh and somebody else would grab it back, whether it's parked or not? Who cares? Why do Tais have a need over here to introduce the tzad of the Gemara, which explains why I'll make it hekdesh? What will be the din if and when I will make it hekdesh and somebody else will grab it back? Who cares about that at all? Who cares? That's the Pella awesome in this Taisus. That's the Pella awesome in this. Who cares? What's the difference? What's going on? First thought is very simple. Like Tosfos speaks out when he brings Rav Bukhara. Amnam, the thing is out of my rishos now. Amnam, the thing is not in my total control. But I do retain some sort of control of it. I can grab it. I retain some sort of control of it. I can grab it. Hey, what do you call it? That's the Pelotz. That's the Pelotz of Amish. Why did Tosfos have to go into this whole dilemma of what happens if you make something kodesh after you grabbed it and the guy grabbed it back? Does it stay kodesh or not? Who cares? It does, it doesn't. In order to answer this question, I'm going to learn the second side of the Gemara. And then we're going to explain at length here. Oh, you tell me, what's the second side of the Gemara? Why can't you make the mesusa hekdesh? So what should Tosfos said, by the way? Three words. What should Tosfos said? Oh, you tell me. What should Tosfos said? What's the other side? Why you can't make the mesusa hekdesh? What? should have said it, that you didn't grab it yet. Right now, it's out of Rosh Hashanah. You could grab it, but you didn't grab it yet. That's the function of the tzad, by the way, correct? Taisa begins the whole journey. What's the journey? Taisa says, since by called to Olam Gvar, even if one guy grabbed it, the other guy can grab it back. Buadin, therefore, Hekdish also, if you made it Hekdish without grabbing it, Hekdish won't be chal at all. Why not? Given the chaver will talk for Haya Zaycha, since your friend, if you would have been grabbed it back, you would give it back. All of Hekdish with Tkifa, Hekdish can't be better than Tkifa. Therefore, since if I would grab it, stop Azariah, the other guy can grab it back. So when I go ahead and make it Hekdish without grabbing it, and the other guy grabs it back, so the Hekdish, he takes it from Hekdish. He has a right to. Why? Because Hekdish can be better than Tkifa. If I would do it, Tkifa, the other guy would grab it back. He would get it, right? So even if I made it Hekdish, the other guy grabs it back, he gets it, slowly. And therefore what? Layochel Hekdish Klal. Therefore the Hekdish is not Chal at all. So there's many, many problems in the Oy Dilma. What I'm going to ask. Problem number one is, why don't I just say the Oy Dilma is simple? You can't make it Hekdish because you didn't grab it yet. Problem number one. Problem number two, what did he say? He said that Hekdish can't be better than Tkifa because if you make it Hekdish, and the other guy will grab it back, he'll get it, because Hekdish can't be better than if you would have grabbed it, the guy can grab it back, so Hekdish is not better. And I said, did he say a line before there's a thing called Sula Paka? What happened to Sula Paka? The suffix of the Gemara is whether Sula Paka is true or not. Can't be. That doesn't make any sense. That's not Mashman the Raya from Bukhar. So question number one is, why did Tosfos B'chol say this a whole patch grab? What's going on over here? The Oidilma is simple. The Oidilma is that it's not in your rituals, because you didn't grab it yet, finished. Okay, one second. Question number two is, I don't understand. What does he say? He says, Oy Dilma, that since the other guy can grab back, so Hekdish can't be better than Tkifa. But I'm saying, he just said a line before, there's a thing called Sule Paka. So what are you going to tell me? That was the suffix, whether Hekdish could be Paka or not. That's the suffix, whether Hekdish could be Paka, whether Hekdish is not Paka. And third of all, the main question is, even if it's true that when the other guy goes, grabs it back, the Hekdish ends, because all the Hekdish with Tkifa, but why is it Lachal Hekdish Klal? Why is Hekdish not Chal at all? There are three problems in Tosfos Oy Dilma. One is, what is he talking about? Why doesn't he say, Oy Dilma is simple, by the way. By the way, I'm trying to point out something to you. What's the Pashtus by Masusa? You're allowed to be Magdish or not be Magdish? I would call you over and I would say, Rabbi, say, what do you say? What's the Pashtus in by Masusa? He could be Magdish, can't be Magdish. You should only answer me that what? He can't be Magdish. More brings a raya from something before that you could be Magdish even though it's out of your rishos, correct? The pastor says, you can't be Magdish, it's not in your rishos, like Rashi says. You only have a shum koyach. You only have a shvacha koyach in it. Wait a second. It's a misafik, but it's a rishos. He says, Narishka. After a whole week, he says such a thing. But it's a rishos. Correct? What's that what the whole week was about? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. What have we asked? You didn't hear what I just said? But it's Eina Rishus, if something can be Vade mine, if it's Eina Rishus, it can't be Magnus. What are you talking about? You just knocked out the whole week. You know what? So the Pasha, that's good or not good? But you just knocked out the whole week. We said the Pasha week is Pasha, it's not good. If something will be mine, Mamish, not a suffering. And it's Eina Rishus, it can be Magnus. So over here, it's Eina Rishus. That's what he said. Rashi says it's Eina Rishus. You only have a Shum Kaya. You just said you want the other week. You hear Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You're asking on the whole week. So I explained the whole week. It's not in your rishos. It's out of your control. It's by somebody else. Rashi says it's in your rishos. Right? So the pashtus is that it's not in your rishos. Rashi says, shum koyach, you have epis a koyach. Rashi apologizes. That's why you need a raya, by the way. Rashi speaks out. What do you mean me a raya from Sofik Bukhar? Being me a raya that a shum koyach works. That epis is also enough. So Tosfos should have said, Oy Dilma, it's not enough. You don't have koyaches right now, it's not by you. I'm going to Olam Gvar, it's in the street. It's not under your control. So question number one, why does he say all arichas? Question number two, what does he say? He says that because does, like if you'll grab it and he'll grab it back, so too, when you make a hekdesh, you'll grab it back. What do you mean? He just said Sula Paka line before. Some Ashtes was crazy with the Sula Paka. So he said, Mistama Sula Paka. He said, it's a pashtas. What are you asking kashas for? He was crazy from that. So what do you mean? What do you mean? The guy grabs it back, he takes it from Hekdish. And the third child is, even if it's true, why is it Leochol Klal? Why is it not Chal at all? Let it be Chal. At least for a long, it's Chal. What's going on over here in Texas? What is happening here? If I'll be able to explain the item of thesis, the second set of thesis, then Mr. Shembish Atev Moslachas will explain the first half also what's going on here. What's going on here is like this. First we'll talk about the second half of thesis. The second half of thesis is a pella. What they want, which is what's bothering them, the item is simple. You see that the item is simple. The war brings a riot from Bukhar that you could do it. It means the pashtun says you can't do it. And the reason is, like Rashi says, it's anniversary, a shum krayach is not enough. I didn't really talk for you. You didn't grab it yet. Right now, it's not by you. So the question is, what does Tesis want? What's he explaining? Question number two is, what did he answer? What do you mean the guy can grab back? It's Ulay Paka, it's Hegdish. And third of all, why is it not Hegdish Halavol? Those are the three catastrophic kashas on Tesis Oidoma. So I want to present you over here a massive shtikotara that I heard from Abashur. It's a whole piece. It's based on many, many parts. And it goes like this. Hold on to your seats. Abasha Tainid, that the yisoid of the sugya lefi everybody, watch what I'm saying now, the yisoid of the sugya lefi everybody, the yisoid of the sugya lefi everybody is taka what we've been saying the whole week. You have a zach that's a suffix shaloi, but it's ain't a rishul, so it's out of your control, it's out of your rishuls, it's out of your domination, it's out of your shlita. And you want to go make it hekish, you can't make it hekish, even me suffix. Even if something you can't make it, because it's out of your control. Like I said to Rabbi Mike, even if something will be vade mine, it's out of my control, I can't make it. It's out of my control, the suffix took it away. What's the tzadeyeh? The tzadeyeh is that I have rights in it. What are the rights that I have in it? So till now we learned that the rights that I have in it, the rights that I have in it, the rights that I have in it are, I have a right to grab. So I have a shum koyach, I have a episode koyach in it. What can I do? I can grab it. Well, I can grab it. If I can make it hegdish. Tesis says not like that. Tesis says when he brings the raya from Bechor, Alma afidu le tokfa, chashiv ki idu tokfa kvar, v'higdisha bo'ide v'yodoi. This is the heart of the Tesis. Tesis says, what's the tzad that you could make it hegdish? Because you have a right to grab it. Now watch what happened. Till now, we learned the whole week that my right to grab it gives me a shum koyach. I have epis koyachas in it. What is the shum koyach? I have one thing I can do with it. I can grab it. That's not what Tosis says. Tosis doesn't hold it's a shum koyach. Tosis says, vibalt, you have the right to grab it. And if you'll grab it, you'll have the right to make the hegdish. So we give you today the full bile. Now, one second. If I'm going to grab it, if I grab it, that's not going to make it hegdish. It's going to be a shum koyach, and that's going to be a full-scale thing. Listen to the tifkei that he said. My rabbi said, if I grab something, and then I make it hegdish, that hegdish is a result of a shum koyach, or that's mine. What's that what I'm saying? If I'll grab it, and then I'll make it hegdish, that hegdish is a shum koyach. That's shum epis. Hey, I come to grab paskins, it's mine. A guy who grabs it and takes it, avad, he can make it hegdish. It's shaloi. Is first of all, Seder Basher, we have a world war over here. What is the sugya about? We learned all along, Seder Basher, the whole week, that the word is now it's out of your rishos. And you have epis a finger in it. A shum koyach. Rashi is critical. That's the key to Rashi. You have a shum koyach. You have epis a koyach. What's the epis a koyach you have? I can't do A, I can't do B, I can't do C. It's out of my control. I can grab it. I didn't grab it yet, but I could grab it. Nope, I have epis in it. Tezi didn't learn like that. Tezi didn't learn that was what the sugya was about. Tezi learned, I'll say tifa. That you have epis a koichol azah, you have epis a koichol azah, you can grab it, that's not enough. That wouldn't allow you to make it hegdish today. The word of the sugi is a different sort. The word is, if I ask you, did this money leave my rishos? The answer is, it didn't leave my rishos. You know why it didn't leave my rishos? Because I have the right to grab it. And if I'll grab it, I'll be able to make it hegdish full scale. Is the word is, the right that I have to make it hegdish, that means I'm giving you today, even though you didn't take it. You know, Lashon of Tosis? Tosis over here says, that's my idea. We give you the bilesin that you would have had if you were taken. Not the pshat that since I have a right to grab it, I have a koyach to make it hegdish. No. My ability to make it hegdish is because since I have the ability to take this object to a state of shaloi, so even though I didn't grab it, we give you as if you grabbed it. What do those words mean? As if you grab it. That means I'm giving you the din of the moment after the tkifa, not the right to make a tkifa. What does it mean that we right now we treat you as if I grabbed it? I have a very interesting question. If I would have grabbed it, it's a shum koyach. After I grab it, it's a shum koyach, or after I grab it, it's completely mine? Rabbis say, after I grab it, it's a shum koyach, or it's completely mine. Taisis says, we give you the din as if it's after you grabbed it. You have a stutzach over here? Taisis over here says, we give you the din as if you grabbed it. It's as if I grabbed it? What do you mean? But when if it's after I grabbed it already, I have full koyach, because I don't have a shum koyach. The answer is that we give you the future din is a reason, not that it's taka, the way we learned the whole week, I'm saying a revolution on the whole week. The way we learned the whole week, the pshat is that bad tzavitz out of your rishos. You have epis akraf to grab it. What Taisus is saying is that one tzad is, it's not out of your rishos. Because since I can grab it and get full DA momentus, we give you the din of momen shaloi that you can get a day that tkifa. It's as if you grabbed it. That's not pshat in Rashi. If it's as if you grabbed it, then it's not a shum koyach. If it's as if you grabbed it, it's not a shum koyach. If it's as if you grabbed it already, that's not a shum koyach. We give you the state of as if you grabbed it. So Tosfos learned that the tzad why a lot of you magdish it is because a zach that I can get my hands on, and then it will be shalei mamish, never left my rishus to begin with. It's completely under my rishus because the word is, you tell me it left my rishus, but I can bring it back into my rishus. And about that, I can bring it back into my rishus. So it's not the right to grab, which is a shum koyach. That's not the word. It's the word is that vibalt, I have the ability to grab it, and then it will be mine 100%, as we treat it like it's today 100% yours. So your ability to make it hektish comes from a din of shaloi, because it's moine. We give you the din moment. That means, I didn't just retain the bailus legabi grabbing. I retain the bailus legabi the moment, because I can get myself to the state of shaloi. So the zach blives shaloi, because I can get myself to a state of shaloi. So we treat it as if you grabbed it, even though you didn't grab it. Different sugya. Unfortunately, Taisus says twice. It's as if you grabbed it and then you were makdish it, and it's as if you grabbed it. What do you mean, as if I grabbed it? I didn't grab it yet. I have a right to grab. No. Taisus learns the whole shot of the sugya differently. Taisus learns that what you have in the object is, you have the moment is the kadin that you're going to have. I'm going to explain what I mean. You have an object that the Sofik took it away. The answer is the Sofik didn't take it away. I still have my hands on the Shaloi. I still have the hands on the Shlita on it because I could get to it. So it's not the pshat is that if you're about to have a shtickle koyach in it, that shtickle koyach is enough to allow me to make it into it. It's not enough. What allows you to make it is that I never lost my bailus in the Zach because Haloi, what are you telling me? The Sofik took away my Shlita. It didn't take away my Shlita. I can get the Shlita back. And if about that I can get the Shlita back, then I would have grabbed it and then I'll have the Shlita. That's cool to have the Shlita now. So what do I have now? I have full Shlita. I have the Shlita that I can get. I needed grabbing it. So the koyach to go back to Hegdish is the Hegdish that I would have made after I grabbed it. Not the Hegdish that I make now because I have epis of Shlita because I could grab it. No, the koyach that I have to make it Hegdish is that, what do you want to tell me? The Sofik took it away from me? The Sofik never took it away from me. I can take it right back. And then I'll get it, and then I'll be able to make a full-scale hektish. That's cool that I have a full bailus now. One second. Or misafik. Each of them has a misafik. Yeah. That's the MSM Shah and Texas. Mail a center bushel like this. Watch. About it, there's no question about it. That's part one. Mail a center like this. That's a no-brainer. A second, that's a no-brainer. A second, that's a no-brainer. That if a guy went ahead and grabbed it and made it hegdish, then it's Sule Parka. Why is it Sule Parka? Simple. When a guy grabs it, today, is it called Shaloi? It's about the called Shaloi. That's the Psak of Kodal and Gvar. The one who grabs it, it's his. I have an interesting question, by the way. When there's a Psak of Kodal and Gvar, a lot of Gugur Kaddish Shaloi? Of course. Is it Sufi Kedushin or is it Vada Kedushin? Guy did call Dol and Gvar. Right, there was a fight about Vitalto, and nobody was holding on to it. He passed the Kodal and Gvar. The guy went and grabbed it. He took it. Bishasta is by him. Is it Adagum Rakash Alevi Avada? It's a Kiddush Avada, Sophic Avada. It's not a Kiddush Sophic. Because, without getting into that now, I'm not getting into that now, okay? But the Kiddush is Avada Chal, whether it's 2 o'clock or not. It's a different Shah. That's what he's talking about. What are you talking about? Being Rakash Tashem, Rakash Alevi is exactly the same thing. Now you realize that? Say that, so what are you asking? The Nakuda is Avada and Avada. Like I said yesterday, I'm allowed to eat it. Why? Because they're called the Gvar Paskins, that's the psak of called the Gvar. They're called the Gvar Paskins, then it's mine. That's the psak. Called the Gvar says the one who grabs it, that's the one who takes it. He can go catch a lady, he can go eat it. And Avada and Avada, he doesn't have a temporary bailus for a week. His bailus is not till the guy chops. my battle is the battle of Salamis. Just the word is, if he'll cut back, he'll undo the whole thing. But while I have it, it's 100% mine. It's about that, I can make it hegdish leilam vod, and then it can't be pucker anymore, because once hegdish is held, the hegdish can't go off. That's a double poshut. I had the battle of leilam vod.
It's
the
stomach.
The stomach is what I just said.
But you're saying it's
bad
there's no
salad otherwise. That's what you said. No, there's no salad. Some of that's the poshut. Oh, wow, wow. You had breakfast? I did, but what's the problem? What's going on? Yeah. Taisa says it's not poker. Because Taisa says you have a bailus alomas. The mela shots like this. Watch. On the tzad number one of the sugya, why am I allowed to go ahead and make a hekish today? It's not by you. The answer is, it is by me. Why is it by me? I left you. I departed from you. I was removed from you. I found under your control. I can take it right back. I can go ahead and grab it, and then it will be shaloi. So we give you the state of affairs of after you grabbed it, why you grabbed it? Why? Why is it magic? What does it mean? You sort of taste this morning. It's as if you grabbed it. What do you mean as if you grabbed it? What do those words mean? As if you grabbed it means that since I can grab it, so it never left me for hell. If I'll grab it, it'll be shaloi. If I'll grab it, I'll be able to make it hegdish. Mela, vibalt. If I'll grab it, it'll be shaloi. So that means that this object never left me. It's 100% mine today. I have today the state of affairs of as if I grabbed it already. Why? Because the word is vibalt, I can grab it and bring it to a state of shaloi. That's cool. That's vishaloi. That's a million light years away from Rashi. Rashi said, today you only have a shum koyach. Today you only have epis hakoyach. Today the zach is out of your control. Today the zach is removed from you. You have epis hakoyach. Epis hakoyach is enough. Taisa says it's not epis hakoyach. Taisa says that we give you the din that you have after the cheese. I'm explaining why. Because since I could grab it at any time and have a din of shaloi, so that means that the shaloi is within reach. That's called the shaloi now. It never left me before. You tell me it's not shaloi. It is shaloi because I get it. I'm making it the shaloi. So it's 100% shaloi. Vibalt, I can, at any time, I can grab it. And if I'll grab it, it will be mine. A zach, which I can grab at any time, and it will be mine 100%. I can be magnish it then. A zach is mine now already. It never left me. The suffix never took it away from me. If you ask me, what do you mean? It's magic? But you didn't grab it yet? No, the word is that Vibalt, I could grab it. The suffix never removed it from me. It never left me, Bechal. That's the word. It never left me, Bechal, because a zach, which I can grab and get it back to a full state of shalom, never left me to begin with. That's not cool. The suffix took it away from me. That's not cool. It's never shalom. It's Bershusai. This Zach is 100% Bershusai. Why? Either Suffolk took it away, the Suffolk didn't take it away, because I can grab it back and have a full-scale Shaloi. That's not what Rashi said. Rashi said, one second. That's a Shum Koyach, Memelo. Today, it's 100% Bershusai. I can be Magdashit. It's a Suffolk mine. The Bershus is Suffolk mine. I can be Magdashit. It's ain't a Bershusai. It's Bershusai. It's under my domination. It is under my domination. I can grab it, and it'll be fully mine. I can grab it and it will be fully mine. I'll be able to make it hegdish. So we give you the din of making hegdish now. What you can do when you grab it. The word is it never left people, Chal. It's 100% mine. That's the word.
It's also fully
so they can both be magdish and be suffic. That's the suffic over here that's going on.
Can you be magdish
or something? I can hear you. We'll play slowly. One thing at a time. No, because out of Rishos. That's Rishos out of your Rishos. That's possible. You didn't hear what I said. You said it. But, theoretically, could you grab it? Could be. One second. Slowly. Could be. No, you can't. What would be if the other guy grabbed the Karabi Magdisha right now? Could be there. If he wasn't Magdisha yet. If that guy was a Magdisha, of course I can. There's no Nakamina. Why should be Nakamina? When it's in the state of the street, it's exactly the same thing. I don't want to get sidetracked now. Okay? It's not a shadow at all. Oh. That's the first side of the Gemara. Slowly. The acre, one second. A second. So what's the second sad? That's the first sad. Taisa says before, by the way, what I just said over, I just said over the first sad. So what's the second sad? So what should have Taisa said? Taisa should have said, oi Dilma, you don't have it. You didn't grab it yet. It's not by you. Right? That's what Taisa said. That's my first caution. Why did Taisa have to come on to a whole patch of karai, bash, 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 and what happened to Zule Paka? Said a bosh amari de kazach. There are two reasons why you're allowed to go make this mesusa hegdish. Listen to this part. I want to go make the mesusa hegdish. Mesusa sitting in the street. This is a thing called a gvar. Listen to this part. I want to go make the mesusa hegdish. The mesusa sitting in the street. Want to make it hegdish? He'll tell me it's out of reach. There are two possibilities. There are two koiches that I could use to make it hegdish. One possibility is that it's 100% under my shlita now. Why? Because I can grab it, and when I'll grab it, I'll have a shlita. I'll be able to make a hekdesh. The hekdesh that I would make after I grabbed it, that's mitzvah the din of shalai, correct? That's mitzvah shalai. It's mine. 100% mine. And I'll make it. Hekdesh will be so that I'll grab it, we're good. But the second side of the Gemara, Oidoma, like Tracy speaks out, Oidoma, no, you weren't taking it yet. So what's the whole patch cry? So we're done. Oidoma was 3 words. Oidoma, you didn't weren't taking it. You don't have it in your rituals. You can't make it hekdesh. What does it want? Said Rav Asher. There's another reason why you can make it hekdesh. The first reason why you can make it hekdesh is because we give you the din as if you were taking it already, shalai. On that, the Oidoma says, no, you didn't grab it yet. You didn't grab it, you didn't grab it. So Rav Asher, but Tosfos was bothered by a new kasha. There's another reason why I can make it hekdesh. It was a new kasha, Tosfos was bothered by. Tosfos had a hisafa. Tosfos said, it's not enough to come along and say, well, you didn't grab it yet, so I don't give you the din of tomorrow, because you didn't make it yet. In fact, Tosfos, I hear that. That's the sofa gemara. That was the oidoma. That's fine. But fact, Tosfos have a kasha. There's another reason why the guy's able to make this mesusa hekdesh. Not mitzvah the tomorrow's din. Not mitzvah the din of after the tkifa. What's that? Not because of the din of shaloi. There's another reason. Said Rav Asher, Mar Degazach. What's the din of this mesusa right now? What is the din? What is the din of mesusa? Called on Gvar. It's true, you didn't grab it yet, and we're not going to give you the shaloi tikadarga that comes after grabbing. After grabbing, it's shaloi. After grabbing, it's shaloi. You can make kadosh aleidi, you can eat it, you can destroy it, you can... That you could make it hekdesh levon vod, well, that's true. That you can't do, that's the way you do it. That's the second side of the Gemara. You don't have it yet, right now. You don't have it. You didn't grab it yet. You don't have the shaloi yet. Meaning virtual say. In fact, Tois is said, but there's another reason why it should work. I don't see the second side. Enoch and Ami, I'm not going to give you the futuristic din of shaloi that comes after tkifa, because you didn't do the tkifa yet. But there's another reason why I'm allowed to make it hekdesh right now. Right now, I'm allowed to grab it. Can I grab it right now? Yeah, can I take the mezuzah and grab it? I'm going to grab it. I'll get hekdesh. Let me use my koyach of tkifa to grab the mezuzah. Not the koyach of shaloi that I've yet to. You're right. Watch what I'm going to say. Seder Basher, you're right. It's out of your rishos. But I'm allowed to grab the mezuzah. So let me use my koyach of tkifa to take the mezuzah using my koyach of tkifa. How am I going to do grab it? Instead of grabbing it for myself, I'll grab it for somebody else. Who's the somebody else? Hey, Mishnah. I'm going to grab the mezuzah now by making it hekdesh. You'll ask me, how can you make it hekdesh? But I have a right to grab, said Rav Asher. I have a right to grab. Do I have a right to grab this thing? I'll do a complex, sophisticated grabbing. Instead of being violent and bringing in tractors and taking a crane and picking up the mezuzah. I don't know how you grab a mezuzah, by the way, okay? Well, you take a crane, you pick it up. Whatever you say, change the locks. Oh, whatever it is, yeah. Instead of changing the mezuzah all the way, I'll do a sophisticated way. I'll give it over to hekdesh. And the ability, the koyach, to grab is another reason why I have the ability to make it hekdesh. That means it's out of my rishos to make it hekdesh. It's in my rishos to make it hekdesh. Which rishos? Because I have the ability to grab. I'll do an act. I'm allowed to grab it. I'm going to grab it. That right, I have a right to grab it. Tifer gesagt. The suffix retained me a right to grab. Yeah, the Suffolk retained me a right to grab. The Suffolk retained me a right to grab, so I'm going to grab it. So you'll ask me, mitzad which koyach do I want to make it hekdesh? Mitzad the koyach of tomorrow, the fact that I can make it shaloi, that not. You didn't do it to grab it yet, so I can't go to give you the din of tomorrow. You didn't grab it. You couldn't grab. That's not enough to give you the din of tomorrow. But right now, I have a right to grab it. That itself should allow me to make it hekdesh. I have a right to grab. I'm doing an act of grabbing, and I have a right to grab it. And that said, Rav Asher, the suffix left me over. That the suffix left me the right to grab. He left it intact that I have a right to grab. So let me grab it. Yeah, I'm going to grab it. I have to grab it with my hand. I'll grab it with hekdesh. One second. That's what bothered Tosfos. Said Rav Asher, Tosfos knew the second side of the Gemara. He knew the second side that the word is that you weren't taking it yet. Tosfos knew that. Tosfos knew that. Tosfos knew the second telling why you weren't taking it. But Tosfos' kasha was that if you want to go ahead and give me the right to make it because of the future state of affairs, that's shaloi. We give you as if you were taking it already, that not, because you weren't taking it. That's the oidoma. In fact, there's a new kasha. There's another mechanism with which I can, which gives me the koyach to make the hekdesh. The koyach of tkifa itself. Not the koyach of after the tkifa. The etzim right to grab itself. That koyach. That I have a schus to grab it should allow me to make hekdesh. You know what Tosfos answered on that? Tosfos said, that's why you're making it hekdesh? That's why you have the right to make an Hegdish. How do you go make an Hegdish? It's out of your Rishos, because I have a right to grab. So Tosis, if your ability, if the reason why you're coming to make it Hegdish is you have a right to grab, grabbing has very serious limitations. Grabbing is only gives you a bialus for as long as it's grabbed. But grabbing, if your koyach to make the Hegdish come from your source to grab, grabbing only gives you koyaches for as long as it's grabbed by you. The minute the other guy's going to take it away, it's going to be ice Hegdish. One minute. No, but he grabbed it away.
But you can't grab
it. But it's bidyuk fakert. Because vibalt, the word is, it's kolz man da alimus is kayom. That the word is, but if the guy went. That's not true. That's misosa gavoy is enough to go into another rishos. But if the guy physically ended the alimus and overpowered and took it to his rishos, that's called that the act of alimus ended because I went ahead and took it to me. That's enough to act the alimus. And says Tosis, it's over. The ball game's over. The hekdesh is over. Because when did Tosis say Sule Paka? When did he say Sule Paka? That's when my ability to make it hekdesh came from Shaloi. After I grabbed it, if I'm going to give you the futuristic din of tomorrow, that I could grab it and I can make it hekdesh, therefore I have that din now, that din I can make it hekdesh Sule Paka, make it loyalim, because that bilus is coming from the fact that it's Shaloi. So what my ability to make it hekdesh stems from the din that it's shaloi, because I'm going to grab it and then I'm going to make it hekdesh. The hekdesh that I'm going to make after the grabbing is a hekdesh of shaloi. That's sule paka. That's forever. I am the guy that's right to make too bad. It's a sule paka. I had a bialus olamis. I had the ability to make a hekdesh olamis. But Rabbi Furman, when I make the koyach machmas ba'alimus to begin with, I only have a koyach to make a hekdesh for as long as I grabbed it. To begin with, it's limited, because that's it's not shaloi. It's out of your rishos. It's out of your rishos. Why am I allowing you to grab it? Because I'm doing an act of violence. The act of violence has a shelf life. To begin with, it has a shelf life. To begin with, you're not making the hegdish because it's yours. You're making the hegdish because it's a tkifa. But the koyach of tkifa is only for the length and the shelf life of the tkifa. And mainly, to begin with, you only had a right to make it a hegdish for as long as you had. It's the other way around. It's puk fakert. Hello, your whole koyach to make it, you're not making hegdish because it's yours. You're making hekdesh because I have a right to make a tkifa. The right to make a tkifa allows me to make hekdesh because hekdesh is also a tkifa. But the ability to make it hekdesh, machmas, your right of tkifa, is only for as long as the koyach of tkifa gave you a koyach.
One second.
I'm doing a tkifa, but the koyach is because the hekdesh is a tkifa. So the koyach of the hekdesh is for as long as the koyach of the tkifa gives you a koyach to make it hekdesh. You're not making the hekdesh because it's yours. You're making the hekdesh to have a right to grab it. And the amount of hekdesh that the koyach of grabbing could give you a koyach, Shas Tosis, lo'olim hekdesh mitkifa. The hekdesh can't be stronger than the tkifa itself, which is giving you a koyach to make the hekdesh. Meila said Rav Asher. That answers two out of the three kashas. Kasha number one was, why did Chaltez have to say anything? The second side is simple. You weren't taikif, you do it, you weren't taikif yet. It's only a futuristic thing. The answer is, Seder Balshur, Tez is followed by a new Kasha. He said, Anachanami, you didn't grab it yet, so you don't have the din of Kielu Shaloi. You don't have that din of Kielu Tokfa. You don't have the end result of the Shaloi. But let me do the hekdesh beside my tkifa. I'm doing an act of violence. The koyach to make the hekdesh comes from my right to grab. Since hekdesh is an act of grabbing, you'll ask me, how can you make it hekdesh? Because I have a right to grab. That itself gives me the power to make the hekdesh. Says Tosis, that's very nice. But if your ability to make the hekdesh comes from your right to grab, then hekdesh can't be better than tkifa. You don't have the right to make a hekdesh more than the tkifa itself gives you. And the tkifa only gives you rights, kol's man. It's a state of tokuf. It's to begin with, I can't make a hekdesh for longer than the period of the tkifa. That's the answer to your question. To begin with, I can't make a hekdesh for longer than the period of the tkifa, because my right to make the hekdesh came before my right to tkifa. And my right to tkifa was only for as long as it was by me. The minute the other guy grabs back, my whole koyach tkifa ended. It's klapi the matzah that the guy grabbed back and never had a koyach to make it hekdesh b'chol. Why not? Shaloi, it's not. The tomorrow doesn't interest me. And the koyach of tkifa, the etzem right to do the act of violence, is only for as long as the act of violence is kaimis. To begin with, I never had an alumnus. Sule paka doesn't mean that once hekdesh is chal doesn't go off. I have to say something very important. Sule paka doesn't mean that once hekdesh is chal doesn't go off. Sulei Paka is because I had a Kenyan Olamis. That's why it's Sulei Paka. Over here, you never had a Kenyan Olamis. You never had a Kenyan Bechlal. You had the right to use the Tkifa to make, since I have a right to make a Tkifa, I have a right to make a Hekdish as a Tkifa. But your right to make the Hekdish is only insofar as you have a Koyach Tkifa. And your Koyach Tkifa to begin with is limited till the other guy grabs it. So you don't have a Kenyan Olamis. Mela said, Rav Asher, there are two agendas going on in this thesis. The main agenda of the sugya, said of Asher, is the mainstream part is something which I have the right to grab. Do I say that the grabbing that I have of tomorrow doesn't give me rights? On that we say Sulei Paka. On that we say Sulei Paka. We'll get to it in a minute why. On that we say, why do I need it? On that we say Sulei Paka. The second side of the Gemara is that you don't have the future. You don't have the Shalai. Because you didn't grab it yet. That's the two solving more. Fractisis. Enochanami, what? Enochanami, you don't have the shaloy of tomorrow. You didn't do it yet. But you have the shaloy of today. What do you have today? It's out of reach. But the answer is the Hekdish itself. Let me use my right to be Taikiv to make the Hekdish. Says Taisis, you could do that. But then the Hekdish is going to end when the other guy grabs it back. Shaloy, hey. The Hekdish can't be stronger than the Tkifa itself. So if you're Yoinik, if you're getting your craft to make the Hekdish from your right to grab, you're limited in how long the craft of the grabbing is. So to begin with, you never got... It means, if I'm giving you the craft to make Hekdish because of tomorrow, tomorrow's the Kenyan Olamis. If I'm giving you the Hekdish to make because of your right to grab, the right to grab is not a Kenyan Olamis. And therefore, when the other guy... One second, I'm finished. Therefore, when the other guy is going to grab back, it's going to be Paka. Because to begin with, you never had a Kenyan Olamis. What's wrong?
Different
I can't hear you.
Yes, it's different than Rashi
Shum Koyach. I'll explain to you. Rashi Shum Koyach is that I have rights to have Episarite in it. So we added on that the Episarite has to be that at the end of the day the Hekdish is a Chatifa. So if you ask me if you're Rashi, how am I Yainik my Koyach to make the thing? I'm yearning my kerach to make it because I have rights tomorrow. I have episakrach tomorrow. It's episakrach. The right to grab it is episakrach. And that allows me to make hekdish. Just the hekdish, in order to utilize your rights, has to be a chatifa. I'm saying a different part. I'm saying my koyach to make the hekdish is because I have a right to grab it. My right to grab it itself gives me the kerach to make the hekdish. That's the world of Prophet Rashi. I can't hear you.
I am not grabbing.
I am. Hekdish is grabbing. I am grabbing it now. Hekdish is an act of violence. What's the difference if I grab it and put it over in that guy's resource? I put it in Hekdish resource. So the right to do an act of violence itself gives me the correct right, because the Hekdish is the act of violence. That's how Rashi said. Rashi said, I have a Shum Koyach tomorrow. That gives me right to make Hekdish. Just be added on that the Hekdish has to be a Chaparai in order that I should use tomorrow's rights. I'm not using tomorrow's rights. I'm doing an act of violence now. I have a right to... Yes, me. How can you do Hekdish? It's out of your resource. No. You know what gives me the correct to make the Hekdish? Because I have a right to grab. But this is an act of grabbing, so I'm exercising my right to grab.
Exercising and
they locked
it in for life.
I never, but the whole thing is locking for life, by the way.
If I'm very strong in there.
You didn't hear what I say, the word very, I don't know the word very strong because I don't live in such a.
If I'm Olin, then the guy for the rest
Olin's
of the
a temporary thing.
It could be temporary forever.
So well, that's all the guy grabs. Olin is, as long as you're violent. The Olin is called the Olin Gvar. As long as you're violent, you win. When the next guy wins, so your Koyach is only Yainik from your Alimus.
You are being Yainik from something.
You're being Yainik from Alimus. Your Alimus is limited in time. Your right to grab is limited in time until the other guy grabs. Your right to grab, I just said the whole shit just now. You know what I said? My right to grab, which allows me to make Hekdish, is limited in time. My right to grab is until the other guy grabs. My right to get it, I day grabbing, is until the other guy grabs it. So to begin with, the ownership that the grabbing gave me is a limited ownership until the other guy. All them Hekdish, Mitzkifa, the Hekdish can't be better than the Tkifa itself, which gave me the Kerkus. I saw what happened to Sulei Paka. The Sulei Paka in the first side is going on the side that my ability to make it Hekdish because of tomorrow's then of Shaloi. Shaloi is a Kenyan Olamis. When I'll grab it and then I'll have it forever and ever and ever and ever. That's for sure. Oh.
He's waiting.
Stopping. Slap him. Once you slap him for that, there's a bunch of whole list of things here. You'll go slap. You want me to give me a fire in public? Should I say the details of the Google? No. What?
Okay.
You are okay, by the way. If you had seen the tape, that was UTI, isn't it? Yeah. Listen carefully now. Rabbi Hertzberg.
Finish with Dave.
Oh. If he's listen carefully. Effects of Hakasha. Okay, fine. So now we understand that the Oidoma of Rashi at places was coming to ask a new Kasha. Oidoma was partially like Taisa's stand to Taisa. He didn't do the Dukra yet. Check to Rashi, Taisa, a new Kasha, Zakra Vasher, but the Tkifa itself did me right. Says Taisa, what's Kovaita? Says Taisa, no. You're doing the Hekdish because of the act of violence? The act of violence. It has limitations. Well, all of Hekdish meets Tkifa. You're limited in your ownership. Your ownership is for as long as Alimus exists. So when you're using the tkifa to do the hekdish, you only have in the hekdish the kashas that tkifa gives you. You know what I just said? I refer to answer all your questions. When I am doing the hekdish machmas, my kashas of tkifa, I only have the kashas to do what the kashas that tkifa gives me. I can't do more than that. I'm not doing a machmas shaloi. I'm doing a machmas the kashas that tkifa gives me. Tkifa gives me only limited kashas. The mela, it goes off. One second, slowly. Affected by, what do you call it? All these guys over here, all nervous. So what? Why is it achal klal? Why is it achal? Say it very good. We explained the tuftan v'das why it's paka, because it's coming from a different place. But why is it achal? So Vayis Tais Tais is old, and Nesiva speaks this out in Kloli Tfisa right after Simen Chafei. And Nesiva speaks out in Kloli Tfisa right after Simen Chafei. I think it's a sefalda, if I'm not mistaken. Nesiva speaks out of his story based on this Taisus. He brings the Taisus. The Taisus, he says, when you make hekdish, and the hekdish has the ability to be pucker because somebody else is going to come along and take it away, that's not called it's in your rishos. It means, since you made it that hekdish, that if somebody's going to grab it, it's going to go off because of the above-mentioned shtikotar, which Nesiva doesn't say because it was pasha to him. Yeah, Mimela says the Nesiva, yeah, it was pasha, it was all pasha. Nesiva doesn't say that. Nesiva says that Taisa says in the Oidoma that it's pucker. Zakti Nesiva, so why is it not halal look like this? Two words. Says the Nesivas in Kloli Tfisa Aleph that the reason why it's not Chal is because a Zach that you're going to make that somebody else can undo, can be duber, that's not called the Zimrishos, that's not called the Yoshlita, that's not enough. Ki'ilu, Vibalt, you want to go make the Hekdish Machmas your ability to do violence, not to be the Yishaloi. You're after me to do violence, I'm doing violence. And that act of violence could be undone by somebody else, correct? Azach, which I do, it could be undone by somebody else. That's not called a mashlit, that's called a chalakal. Azazach is not chal at all. So if it says Taisus that Vibalt, when you're utilizing this new tool of tkifa to go ahead and make it, and when the other guy's going to grab it, it's going to take away because we have lo'olim hegdish mitkifa. Lo'olim hegdish mitkifa is not a response to Sulei Paka. Sulei Paka was called Manas Shaloi. By the way, Taisus before is Shaloi. Taisus before is we treat it like it's yours. By the way, I just want to point out something to you in light of this horror of Asher. You listening? If Taisus says in the end of Taisus that the tzad is we treat it like you grabbed it, how could you say the other guy can grab it? It's shaloi. When it's shaloi, by the way, it's a no-brainer that I go ahead and make it hekdish, it's hekdish loy avoy. The Taisus is the second tzad, the Oidum is not handling that tzad. That tzad, we know, Oidum, you can't do it because you didn't do it yet. Oh, in fact, Taisus is a new part. Let it be machmas, the violence itself, says Taisus, no. But all of hekdish with kifa, the hekdish can't be better than the kifa is giving the kayach. Says Taisus, really? That means you're making a hekdish that will go off? Making a hekdish is going to go off? A hekdish is going to go off, it's not a hekdish. Meila, if he's it's a no-brainer, it's a dhamma pashit, it's thrown kipshut on. That's why Taisus, in the beginning of Taisus, had to speak out, Sulei Paka. Why does Taisus have to say in the beginning of Taisus, Sulei Paka on the tzad that it is chal? Because Taisus speaks out in the second tzad that if it's going to go off, that's not a good ma'aseh hekdish. Meila, Taisus has to give a whole introduction of Sulei Paka in light of the second tzad of Taisus. If Al Taisus in the second half, and the Oidoma spoke out, I mean, Taisus in the second half had a whole new kasha. Enough, and I mean, the reason why it's not chal is because we don't look at the future because you didn't grab it yet. In fact, Taisus is a new kasha. I'll be lost up to tomorrow, but today I have a right to grab it. And that Taisus is the answer because if you have to grab it, it's loyal, I'm having to be kifa. There's no sulei paka because that violence is temporary. And so what? So what? So what? So Taisus had a raya from the Gemara. That it's lechal klal, because they said akasha. What's the second side of the Gemara? What's the idoma? It's anyway chal hekdish. It's sadness chal. It's chal anyway. The teretz is a zach which is going to go off. Al korachach is not chal b'chal, like the Nesiva says. So he says, what's the first side of the Gemara? What's the first side of the Gemara? The first side of the Gemara is that we do look at the tomorrow. We do take into account the tomorrow. How can you take into account tomorrow? But it might say when the guy's going to grab the pakah, says, so he says, nein. When? The first side of the Gemara. The reason why why I had a military magnetism is why. Because I'm the conscience of tomorrow, like Tyson says explicitly. And that, the Sula Paka. So I don't have the problem of the Nesivas. Says Tyson, but I don't know, but I don't have the tomorrow. Elamai, you want to go make the Hegdish because of the new reason of what? Of Tkifa? No, it's Lechal HaKlal. Because all the Hegdish Tkifa step one says it's going to be Paka when the guy will grab it. And it's not that the guy will grab it, the Hegdish will go off. It's Lechal HaKlal. In the first half, had to apologize. Why Taka is a chal? We have a chal, there's something that goes off, it's lechal chal. The answer is it's not poka. Why is it Taka not poka? Taisa says, la'olam hegdish mitkifa, because the first half is going with what Taisa says explicitly. We look at the tomorrow. We look at what would be after you grabbed it. That's Taka Sudar poka. That's Taka Kinyan Elomis.
Huh?
So it's not true. It's not true because that's the psak of Kol Dolan Grad. The guy who grabs it, we treat it as this is. It could be changed tomorrow. We just we talked about this earlier. Nothing has nothing to do with the Nesivas at all. This nothing makes any sense. Yeah, no. I'm happy you asked this. The Nesivas doesn't say something that could change tomorrow's Kol Dolan Grad. Somebody said something that somebody who grabbed tomorrow, it's going to be mafkia your hegdish. That means that legabi hegdish is not under your Rishon. That's what he said. I think if somebody will grab it tomorrow, they won't change the Hegdish. So the Gabi Hegdish is under my Rishon Shel Levoy. They have ultimate control over it. That's a Mele. That's, 1 second. That's the Taisus, yeah, famous Taisus of Halacha. But everything I said today was Pasha Pshat. And you see this, brings out the whole Taisus in three words, and it's Pasha. Everything's Pasha. Everything else is regular schedule. Tomorrow, because of the, 1 second, I'm sorry to say, it's the rush. It's only Thursday, it's only tuna fish for lunch. Yeah. Oh. Tomorrow, Reish Hashem, because of the complex nature of the sugya, we're going to say another Chazara Shir tomorrow, somewhere between 10:30 and 11:30. So I would say I would zero in for 10:45 plus minus be here. Last week a bunch of guys came to Chazara Shir, but not enough. I expect you all to come. It's a complex sugya. If you care about the sugya and you want to know the sugya and you want to speak about Yishar Rebuch, is that this about the sugya? So. Yeah, I think okay. I expect you all to come to the Chazar Shir. It's important. We're going to go over it again. The radio's over the whole week. We'll rebuild it again quickly like we did last week. Those of you who came last week, and what do you say? And before that, there's another event that happens at 9:45. I'll be in Megapol Yom HaShishi, which is Erev Shabbos. And in the unstable world we live in, Chaparayan, you never know what's going to be. Okay?